You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 403, covering week 9, February 24th to March 2nd, 2025. Lutris 0.5.19 has been published. It provides tools to simplify the installation, configuration, and management of games on Linux. The project code is written in Python and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Ready-made builds are available only in the Flatpak format. Ubuntu is still using version 0.5.14. The project maintains a catalog for quick search and installation of gaming applications, allowing one click to launching games in Linux through a single interface without worrying about installing dependencies and settings. Runtime components for launching games are supplied by the project and are not tied to the distro used. Runtime is a distribution-independent set of libraries, including components from SteamOS and Ubuntu, as well as various additional libraries. You can install games distributed through GOG, Steam, Epic Games Store, Battle.net, Amazon Games, Origin, and Uplay. However, Lutris itself only acts as an intermediary and does not sell games, so for commercial games, the user must independently purchase the game from the corresponding service. Free games can be launched with one click from the Lutris graphical interface. Each game in Lutris is tied to a boot script and a handler that describes the environment for launching the game. This includes ready-made profiles with optimal settings for launching games under Wine. In addition to Wine, games can be launched using game console emulators such as RetroArch, DOSBox, FS-UAE, ScumVM, MES/MAME, and Dolphin. Apache NetBeans 25 IDE is presented, which provides support for programming languages like Java SE, Java EE, PHP, C, C++, JavaScript, Rust, and Groovy. Ready-made builds are generated for Linux as Snap and Flatpak, Windows, and macOS. The Myth TV 35 Home Media Center platform was released, allowing you to turn your desktop PC into a TV, video recording system, music center, photo album, DVD recording, and viewing station. The project code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPLv2 license. The Myth TV architecture is based on the division of the backend for storing or capturing video and the frontend for generating the interface. The frontend is capable of working simultaneously with several backends, which can be launched both on the local system and on external computers. Extended functionality is implemented through plugins. Currently, both official and unofficial plugins are available. The range of capabilities covered by the plugins ranges from integration with various online services to tools for working with a web camera and organizing video communication between PCs. The Aqualung 2.0 music player has been published. It provides an interface for playing audio CDs, local music collection files, online radio stations, and podcasts. Aqualung's special feature is its gapless playback mode, which allows playing music files in a continuous stream in which one composition replaces another without pausing. The project code is written in C and is distributed under the GPLv2 license. It supports Linux, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, Windows, and macOS. Among the advanced features, the ability to increase or decrease the sampling frequency of the file being played before sending the audio stream to the audio output device was highlighted. LADSPA plugins can be connected to apply effects, improve the quality, and process the sound. You can use plugins with different implementations of equalizers, spatial sound optimizers, and tube preamplifier simulators. Aqualung 2.0 was transitioned from GTK2 to GTK3. CSS was used to design the interface. The ability to use previously prepared skins to change the interface was discontinued. An option to switch between light and dark themes was added to the settings. Support for new versions of the Monkeys audio format for encoding sound without loss of quality was added. The number of supported formats in the FFmpeg-based decoder was expanded. Corrective releases of Xorg Server 21.1.16 and the DDX Device Dependent X Component X-Wayland 24.1.6 have been published, ensuring the launch of X.org server for the execution of X11 applications in Wayland-based environments, fixing 8 vulnerabilities. The Nextcloud Hub 10 platform is out, providing a self-sufficient solution for organizing the collaboration of employees of enterprises and teams developing various projects. Also, the Nextcloud 31 cloud platform, which underpins Nextcloud Hub, was published. This allows you to deploy cloud storage with support for synchronization and data exchange, providing the ability to view and edit data from any device at any point in the network. The Nextcloud server can be deployed on any hosting that supports the execution of PHP scripts and provides provides access to SQLite, MariaDB/MySQL, or PostgreSQL. The Nextcloud source code is distributed under the AGPL license. Nextcloud Hub resembles Google Docs and Microsoft 365, but allows you to deploy a fully controlled collaborative infrastructure that is not tied to external cloud services. Nextcloud Hub combines several open-source add-on applications over the Nextcloud cloud platform into a single environment, allowing you to work together with Office documents, files, and information for planning tasks and events. The platform also includes add-ons for accessing email, exchanging messages, organizing video conferences, and chats. FreeBSD developers have published a development report for the fourth quarter of 2024, which mentions the BSD-User-4-Linux project. The goal of the project is to achieve the ability to build natively using FreeBSD tools on Linux, as well as the ability to build packages for FreeBSD on Linux using the native FreeBSD build tools. To run FreeBSD executables, a fork of the QEMU emulator is used, operating in user mode emulation mode, designed to run processes compiled for other GPUs and operating systems. In this mode, QEMU translates system calls and processes signals. To run applications, you deploy libraries and settings from the FreeBSD base system to a local directory. At the current stage of development, the launch of the main system utilities works, dynamic linking and shared libraries are supported, network functions are available. You can already rebuild FreeBSD with the command make-j80 build world while in Linux. The missing functionalities are the ability to launch the GDB debugger, the unavailability of IPC, kevent/kq functions, and some sysctl functions. The first release of the Open Cloud Platform has been presented, which allows you to deploy a system for file sharing and collaborative work on content on your server. The project is presented as an open alternative to Microsoft SharePoint, Google Drive, and Dropbox, compliant with GDPR requirements. Open Cloud is a fork of the OwnCloud Infinite Scale platform, rewritten from PHP to Go, unlike the original OwnCloud codebase and the Nextcloud project that branched off of it. The creators of Open Cloud tried to rid the codebase of unnecessary functionality and focus on the highest quality implementation of the main task, collaborative work with files. Open Cloud includes integration with the Collabora Online Office Suite and Toast UI Markdown Editor, text extraction from images and scan documents using OCR, and the use of the ICAP protocol to check downloaded files in antivirus packages. The server part is written in Go and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. It supports the WebDAV, gRPC, Microsoft's RESTful Web API Graph, OCS, OCM 1.1, and OpenID Connect programming interfaces. It is noted that the server is implemented using the microservices concept and can be scaled from installation on Raspberry Pi boards to large multi-server implementations. The desktop client is written in C++ using Qt, published under the GPLv3 license, and supports building for Windows, macOS, and Linux. The client also has a built-in file synchronization feature and mounting of shared storage as a virtual file system. SUSE developer Jan Kara has proposed a patch that removes code from the Linux kernel supporting Xenix, systemv/386, and coherent file systems. The code has been orphaned since 2023, and no one has been willing to maintain it. Kernel maintainer Christian Brauner, who is responsible for file systems, agreed with the proposal and accepted the patch in the VFS-6.15 branch, whose contents were moved to the Linux Next branch, which is preparing changes for the upcoming 6.15 kernel. Electronic Arts has announced the full source code for the Command & Conquer series of games, Tiberian Dawn, Red Alert, Renegade, Generals, and Generals Zero Hour. Tiberian Dawn, Red Alert, and Generals are real-time strategy games that feature military confrontations in various alternate realities and require building up military power by extracting resources available on the map. Renegade is a 3D first-person shooter with strategy elements. The release of the code was made possible by the work of Luke Feenan. Electronic Arts gave Luke access to their archives, and he did the work of restoring the state of the code from the Perforce repositories and getting it into a buildable state. The build is supported only for Windows and uses the DirectX Graphics API to build CNC Renegade and CNC Generals. The Microsoft Visual Studio C++ 6+ compiler is required. The CNC Tiberian Donna and CNC Red Alert code is tied to the Wacom C/C++ compiler, version 10.6, and requires additional work to recreate the working build environment. Game resources are not included in the kit, so to run games based on executable files built from the code, resources from the original games are required. The code is open sourced under the GPL v3 license with additional terms regarding Electronic Arts trademarks. Trademark rights are not transferred with the code, and the license does not grant rights to distribute modified versions of the programs using Electronic Arts trademarks, such as Command & Conquer. Products created based on the published code must not state affiliation with Electronic Arts or its employees, and must not misrepresent the history of their origin. When creating modifications, the name of the games must be changed, and a note must mention that the product is a modified version of Electronic Arts code. The Friendly Interactive Shell has been released, a more user-friendly alternative to Bash and ZSH. Fish supports features such as syntax highlighting with automatic detection of input errors, suggestion of possible input options based on the history of past operations, auto-completion of input options and commands using their description and man-dash guides, comfortable work out of the box without the need for additional configuration, a simplified scripting language, clipboard support, and search tools in the history of completed operations. The project code is distributed under the GPL v2 license. Ready-made packages are formed for Ubuntu, Debian, Fedora, and OpenSUSE. The new branch is notable for the complete translation of the code base from C++ to Rust, which took 2 years and required the use of more than 200 developers. Network Manager 1.52.0 has been published. Plugins for VPN support are being developed within their own development cycles. There are lots more details at the link in the show notes. Too much to cover here. The lightweight raster graphics editor, Brunshee 1.2.0, has been published. Features include stickers, frames, and effects. The program supports saving drawings in different formats and has its own gallery where you can view saved drawings. The project code is written in Python using the custom tkinter graphical toolkit and is distributed under the GNU GPL v3 license. There is a build for Windows, tested in Windows 11, Windows 10, and Wine. Ubuntu users can run it via Python. GhostBSD 25.01 is presented based on FreeBSD 14 and offering builds with Mate and XFCE user environments. GhostBSD uses a ZFS file system by default. Both live mode and installation on the hard drive are supported using G-install. Boot images are generated for the x86-64 architecture. NTC IT ROSA published the ROSAFresh 13 distribution based on the new ROSA 13 platform. ROSAFresh 13 is positioned as the first release demonstrating the capabilities of the new platform and intended primarily for enthusiasts. Builds with KDE and GNOME desktops for the x86-64 architecture are available for download. The repository contains packages for the ARCH64, E2KV4, i686, Loong ARCH64, RISC-V64, and x86-64. Architectures. The release is notable for updating packages to fresh versions of programs. The most significant change was the transition of the desktop environment to KDE 6 components. KDE Plasma 6.3.1 release is used. ROSAFresh has served as the basis for Open Mandriva in the past. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.